Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, welcome to a bonus Rosecast. That's right, Rim and AB. AB, what's going on, man?
Just ready to knock this bonus Rosecast out, Rim.
Ooh, I'm more excited than normal because this is bonus Rosecast. AB, a lot of
Do
shit
the air
going
sound
on.
Again, Rim.
I wanted to. I was like, that's going to be overkill. It's going to be overkill. All right, bonus Rosecast. Bet y'all didn't expect this. Shout out to all the listeners out there gobbling this up on a Monday, caking enough Rosecast content to feed your soul. Feed your soul with the Rosecast. Whew. AB, how are you, man? How's it going?
Excellent. How are you?
So good. A lot of shit going on in Bachelor Nation.
Listen, there's too much stuff going on to fit into our normal one episode this week, Rosecast.
It's true.
Just too much. We can't have a 3-hour Rosecast.
I'd blow my brains out. It'd take too long to edit.
I would gladly talk to you for 3 hours about The Bachelorette, but
we don't want to inconvenience the listeners.
Yeah.
With a three hour episode, yep. So yeah, we want to. And I don't want to wait till Wednesday. By the time Wednesday comes around, this shit's gonna be stale. Mm-hmm. So there's two stories in particular that we want to talk about that came out this week. First up, the less insidious of the is that how you pronounce that? Just like a stat boy, so I don't know. The less insidious of the two stories, AB. This is an exclusive from Us Weekly. Before Rachel Lindsay found love on The Bachelorette, her ball was in Kevin Durant's court.
Whoa.
That's right. Whoa. The Kevin Durant, the second best player on his team. No, the second best player in the NBA, used to date the Bachelorette, Rachel Lindsay. He was lucky enough.
Wow.
Says from Us Weekly, the season 13 Bachelorette star dated the Golden State Warriors small forward. Okay, Us Weekly. Not really. The positions don't mean much anymore. Basketball guys. In college, a source exclusively reveals to Us Weekly. AB, I got a lot of questions here. First one is, what'd you think when you heard this?
Stunned. Didn't know.
Why, though?
I didn't know she went to Texas, for one. Didn't realize that. And flat out, Kevin Durant is very ugly.
Oh, here we go. Okay, this is an age-old debate between you and I.
Yep.
You seem to think that probably 70% of people are ugly. And I think maybe 10% of people are ugly. You'd probably put Kevin Durant in that 10% anyway. But
yeah.
Freshman year at Texas, Kevin Durant, she was a senior at the time. Probably mad successful 4.0 shit, getting ready to go to law school, mm-hmm. dating to me, it makes perfect sense. You know, the fly.
What'd you think about it? Yeah.
She's the cool senior, the successful, gorgeous senior, dates the young freshman, superstar athlete. It makes, they match up.
Hot shot on campus. Makes total sense.
But you are of the opinion that KD is not a good-looking guy. I need you to elaborate, especially 19-year-old KD.
He would be the worst-looking guy on her show. of The Bachelorette. Mm. Over 31 guys, I think he would be the worst looking guy. And I don't even know if it's that close. And she's Jedediah. Got an ugly Jedediah. Cast of guys.
Jedediah. Skirt Jedediah.
Okay, Jedediah. Yeah. Okay.
It took me a minute, but I got there. Jedediah.
And she has an ugly group of guys for him. So
yeah.
He'd be one of the... He wouldn't make the cast. Let's just put it that way. If he was not famous. Can we agree on that?
If he was 6'2 and not famous, yeah, I'd say he probably wouldn't make the cast.
Okay.
He wouldn't make the cast now because he's too tall. He'd fuck the picture up. But you're right. He doesn't have the person. He would not make the cast for a lot of reasons. Looks probably one of them, and he also doesn't have the personality. Mm-hmm. But you know, I wasn't that stunned given the context that these two dated back in college. I was more surprised that it took this long to come out because you know we had Facebook back then. Like, where are those photos? There's got to be photos of them, too, on the internet.
Great somewhere. Point. Where are the photos?
And I don't...
There's no photos.
I haven't seen any. So, that's the thing that surprised me, was that it was under wraps for this long. What's kind of bizarre to me, also, is he, from the beginning of his only year in college... So, for those who don't know, Kevin Durant went to the University of Texas, and he was the best or second-best player in college basketball the entire year. So he was destined to be a top pick in the NBA draft.
Oh,
he was
the best.
It was him and
Odin, wasn't it?
It was him and Odin. Now, that was all season. That was a known all season. Yeah. So I'm wondering why the story says that they broke up because she was going to law school. But I got to wonder, like, man, if you're Rachel, surefire multimillionaire in a couple months, how are you going to leave that? What are you doing?
I've never got the impression Kevin Durant has a good personality either, though, Rim.
No, he seems pretty
Rachel's
boring.
Looking for love, Rim. This just proves
right. Spin it back.
It just proves what we've been saying all along. She's looking for love. She's not in it for the money. She wasn't back then either. She's got her own. She doesn't need yours.
All-time spin job from AB there. All time. I'm like, I don't know. I question her judgment for leaving this guy. I don't know if she's got it all there. And you're like, nah, Rim, this is about love, man. I love it. I'm a big fan of that. Feel kind of bad for the guys on the show now, though.
Yeah.
I don't think that this will come up in the season.
No,
they didn't
chance.
Indicate that.
No,
in the,
I don't think so.
In the thing. But it is kind of weird. She might have expressed this to them maybe privately off camera. Or let's just say that she's engaged to Peter right now. And Peter and her can't really talk or see each other while the show's on. And Peter's just scrolling through Twitter and he's like, yo... Whoa. I mean, if you're a regular guy, Peter's not a regular guy, but if you're the guy that she's with right now and you're like a basketball fan, that's going to be pretty awkward.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
For a long time. He's not going anywhere. He's going to be the NBA Finals MVP. And if you're a basketball fan, you like, what? I mean, what if she is engaged to a Warriors fan? There's some guys from like San Francisco out there. I mean, it could get sticky. This news could get stickier than people think.
And if she didn't tell them about it, which I'm assuming she didn't, unless it was on the show, wouldn't you feel a little betrayed by Rachel for not telling you that she dated Kevin Durant?
A little bit. I mean, I don't think people have any obligation to like hand you a list.
But if it's someone that famous,
but it's Kevin Durant,
it's someone that famous. You've got, like, if I found out my wife had dated fucking, I don't know, Justin Timberlake, and then it
kind of
comes
like
out
that. It's like borderline that, yeah.
When we're engaged and she had dated Justin Timberlake, like, no, you don't need me to.
And you're a huge Timberlake
fan,
huge, for context.
I'm
you're
a
big
Timberlake
guy,
by the way. It came out that she had dated Justin Timberlake. No, you don't need to give me a list of all the guys you dated, but maybe just like tell me about the super famous people that I probably know about. That, I mean, that seems like a reasonable request. Could cause a fight, Rib.
It could. Yeah, there could be something here. You have to know about the super famous things, the super famous guys in your fiance's past. Because what if she's like, hey, I got tickets to the big finals game. And you're like, well, how the fuck did you get tickets to the game? Or in your case, if your wife is like, hey, do you want to go to the Justin Timberlake concert? You're like, yeah. If you don't know, you're going to be like, yeah. But if you know, it's going to color that situation a little differently, folks.
Yep.
Anyway, good for Kevin Durant. He was out of his league on that one, in my opinion.
I agree.
I don't think he's ugly. We never really resolved that discussion. I don't think he's ugly. And I also think now, your big thing for a lot of years was Kevin Durant's skin was so bad. I think now that's cleared up. I think he's fine. He's a decent looking guy now.
Agree to disagree.
Okay. I was waiting for a retort there. All right. The next big story this week, AB, a little more controversial, folks. Now, AB, I believe we alluded to this in our recap of the first episode, unless I took it out. There's a chance I took it out, in which case I need you to be kind of my witness here. It appears that this season's future villain, Lee, is kind of a bigot. He's got a little sexist to him, a little racist, a little dash of misogyny here and there. He's got the whole shebang of bigotry. Some pretty recent tweets of Lee's, AB, came to light last week, and they are not good.
No, they sure aren't, Rim.
Let me find a couple that I feel comfortable saying.
Yeah, hit me with a couple.
I'm gonna start with
which one to end with.
I think so. I think I do. Okay. I might not have caught it, but yeah, I'm gonna start with the sexism and work my way up to the racism. Okay. Just in order of repulsivity. Here's the first one, guys, fellas. When was the last time you actually saw a pretty feminist? Hmm. There's a reason for this.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, you dickhead. next one. Hillary Clinton would be a westernized Kim Jong-un.
Okay.
Kim Jong-un, for those who don't know, has a lot of people murdered and killed, doesn't give his citizens freedom, and also, like, he six dogs on his enemies.
He's a true, like, movie villain.
Yeah, he's a Bond villain.
Yeah.
Hillary, is this millennial? Okay, there's an error in here that I'm gonna say it. I don't want you to think I'm the idiot. Lee's the idiot. He wrote this. Hillary, is this millennial's version of OJ? So he doesn't know the difference between millennium and millennial.
OJ Simpson.
In addition to comparing her to a murderer. Here's another one. Never trust a female liberal or a man that owns a cat.
Okay.
Second part of that is like, yeah, I could see that, but. He also linked to an article called Thousands Sign a Petition to Recognize Black Lives Matter as a Terrorist Group. AB, are there any that I missed? I think there is.
Yes. There's an NAACP one.
Oh, yes.
That's
yes.
The best one.
Okay, here's Lee again from July 2015. What's the difference between the NAACP and the KKK? Here's a setup for a good joke. Wait for it. That's part of the tweet. One has the sense of shame to cover their racist ass faces. This is inflammatory stuff, AB. This is not your run-of-the-mill. This guy's getting creative with the racism.
Yeah. I mean, comparing the NAACP to the KKK, that's...
You gotta take some leaps there.
That's a big one.
So anyway, long story short, I mean, we're not gonna go down all of them. Here's, what's odd is before he took his account private, I was scrolling through his feed, and these were the only tweets. It wasn't like he'd be tweeting regular stuff in between. It was like all of them were like this. All of them.
That was mostly what he tweeted about. Yeah. Then.
That is not like picking and choosing. That's basically a random selection of. It's a good representation of his tweets. AB, my first hint of this, and at the time, I definitely jumped to some conclusions, and it turned out they were correct. Was on one of the previews for the rest of the season where Lee goes, when they're building Lee up as the villain, he goes, I'm the only country boy here, and I can tell I'm not going to get along with a lot of these guys.
With these blacks.
With these blacks is basically what he's saying. AB, I have a couple questions. Do you think the producers knew?
Rim, how would they not know? How?
I gotta think Twitter profiles are one of the first things. How, Sway?
Fucking how, Sway?
How, Sway? I gotta think Twitter profiles are one of the first things they check. Just like any employer.
Listen, there's two scenarios here, basically, and ABC is complete fault for both, is terrible for both of them. Either one, they didn't know about it, and in that case, they have, I mean, a worse vetting process than any job in America. I mean, going through a simple Twitter and Facebook, that should be hands, that should be quick. This is a TV show where you're going to have, where you're making these people into famous people.
Basically. Social media personalities, basically.
Yeah, you're making them into personalities. You need to make sure that they're not going to shit on your brand by some of the stuff they've done in the past. It's, I mean, it's common sense. So if they haven't done that and they didn't know about this, that's scary. And the other scenario, Rim, is they, on a season where they're having their first black bachelorette, basically sent a racist
to mix shit up.
To mix shit up with the black cast, which is foul.
Diabolical. Diabolical.
Diabolical is the best word for that.
Here's my opinion on it. I think the second scenario in which they knew, or at least had an inkling, is far more likely than the first. The background checks they do on these people, they dig into every bit of their life so they can mine for potential storylines. And to think that they didn't check his Twitter profile, obviously he's an aspiring musician, obviously he has a Twitter profile where he might try to promote that.
Yep.
It's just, I can't believe that this was an oversight. Chris Harrison said they didn't know. I don't know if Chris Harrison is like in that room making those decisions, but I just think it's almost impossible that this Twitter profile has been out there this whole time, from the moment he submitted his application to the day they accepted him, and no one at ABC had any idea. There's no way.
It's very hard to think that the second option isn't the truth.
AB, why do you think he didn't delete the tweets? So for some context, they were up, his profile was open, and then it came out that this, you know, he had this history online, and then he protected his account. Why do you think he didn't delete him before he went on the show?
I mean,
is he an idiot?
Yes, obviously he's an idiot.
I don't think he strikes me as someone who's too dumb to delete the tweets. I think he might have left him up on purpose.
I agree. I don't think I mean, he's obviously a dumbass.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Yeah,
he's
an ass, a racist,
regard, yeah.
sexist asshole. But a lot of those type of people, they're not afraid of the reaction from saying it. So why would he take it down, I guess?
That's true.
You know?
That's fair.
He said it for a reason, and he'd presumably would want that opinion to reach more people. So why would he delete it? He believes that.
The first line in his Twitter bio is pleasantly offensive. So he's proud to piss people off. He's one of those guys.
Yep.
He's also my favorite kind of racist, which is, no, you're the real racist. Like, no, I'm not racist. BET is the problem. Why can't we have white entertainment? He's one of those guys.
Yeah.
Do you think, not necessarily the tweets, but his feelings on other cultures bubbles up and becomes maybe a storyline down the line? Or do you think he puts on the face and you think he makes it through the season without it ever coming out?
I don't think this will come out on the show, but I do think he's, based on some of the stuff they've showed, he does get into it with some black people.
I don't think it's a storyline at all, because I feel like they probably would have sold that by now in promos, or maybe leaked that information. I also think he's probably one of those guys who, if he thinks less of someone for whatever reason, he's not necessarily going to tell that to their face. He's going to kind of fake be friends with them.
Yeah.
Like, if you watch the episode so far, like, Lee is palling around with these guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't think he's like, I don't like you because you're black. I think he's just like, I don't know. Who knows? You never know when the alcohol gets flowing if they're going to get into some, like, some convos that might not.
And the alcohol's always
go
flowing.
Down wrong. Yeah. The alcohol's always flowing. And Lee probably snuck his own moonshine onto the show. So keep that in mind.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50,
luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's a very bad... This is a very bad look for ABC, I think. Extremely bad look. It's offensive to bring a racist onto Rachel's season. I think that's very offensive. And like you said, it's fucking... It's crazy that, and it's diabolical that they would, they obviously knew about this.
You had one job, ABC. You had one job. You couldn't you couldn't fill up a cast with 100% non-racist. Sad. Sad. Maybe the only adult I've witnessed transition from, you know, bigoted, ignorant, what have you, to not so was Mike the Miz on Real World, Back to New York.
Yeah, good point.
That was like the first time I saw like, okay, here's a guy who thinks these things, but is eager to learn and change his view. And that was only because he was locked in a house with Coral, who's not trying to mince words.
And there's a couple different types of racist. So there's a type that just hasn't ever been exposed to different races and cultures. And that's more understandable to me. And that was more of like the Miz. Yep. He just hadn't been exposed to it. And then when he was, he realized, wow, you know, black people are all right.
Yeah.
People. And then there's people like Lee, who clearly, you know, if you live down south, you're exposed to black people.
I think the Miz thing, it was a different time, maybe.
It was a different
time. There wasn't really the internet back then. So before the internet, you could go through life and say, all right, I don't know about this or that. You are this or that. Can you help me understand?
Mm-hmm.
But now every idiot, including me, thinks they know everything because you can find the internet. There's so much information on the internet. You can find out whatever you want to find out. And you can even seek out the things, confirmation bias. You can seek out what you already think to be true to confirm what you're thinking. So you're exposed to a lot of stuff without necessarily experiencing it for yourself. So you can, you know, not necessarily Lee, but you can develop this perception of what you think to be the truth and then carry that onward through your life, and your mind will never change on it. Like AB or Coral will not change Lee's mind, and I don't think Rachel did either.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is sad. Yeah. The internet stinks is the story of that. All right, you got anything else on either of these two topics, AB? You just wanted to quick chat about them, get the people some thoughts?
No, I don't have anything else on that.
Well, hey, if you haven't caught up on the other episodes, we've got two episode recaps from Rachel's season so far. I'm going to go ahead and say we'll release this on Monday, so episode 3 is tonight. It's going to start with a rose ceremony. She's kicking some people off. We'll see what happens with DeMario. Probably going to turn his ass away. But anyway, tune in Wednesday for a recap of that episode. If you have not yet, please subscribe on iTunes. We're also available on Stitcher. AB, I have an iPhone guy. You're an iPhone guy. Everybody I know has iPhones. We forget that like half of the world has Androids.
We do.
We're very Apple focused. Half of y'all do not have iPhones. So we're also available on Stitcher. I know that we link to the web player on the website a lot. 8screens.com, but it's not very good if you're listening on a mobile device. So it's also available on Stitcher. So look for that link as well. In any event, if you like what you hear, send it to your friends. Help the Rosecast grow. And thank you for those of you that have done that already. We greatly appreciate it. So
sure do.
Anyway, TTYL, folks. We'll be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.